This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Stockton is out there. They do snap it. And he's under pressure. And set. And the ball has come out. Centurion Perkins.
Oh, cock-a-doodle-doo, baby. Happy New Year to Ole Miss, but not to Georgia. No. Happy New Year. Lane Kiffin? I don't know. He made a lot more money last night. But boy, is it nice to not see him be able to really reap the reward. Sean McDonough last night, ESPN on the call. The only really good game of the day. That's right. The only really good game of the day. It is January 2nd. It is a feel-good football Friday in the nation's capital. We have nothing really to feel good about from a local team perspective. That's right. No Commanders, no Maryland, Virginia, or Virginia Tech in the college football playoff, but every Friday should lead to something good, i.e. the weekend, and a little bit of a chance for you to get a little breather. Maybe you have a four-day weekend, maybe you have a nine-day weekend, and you haven't worked in a week and a half because of the holidays, whatever your deal is, God love you. Welcome aboard, one and all. If you're out and about shopping on a Friday, take us with you anywhere on the Odyssey app as well. iHeartRadio, tune in. If you can't listen to the show live, that's okay too. Make sure you check out the podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Again, like the Odyssey app, AMAC has everything cut up for you, easily identifiable. You don't have to download anything. You just listen. You can listen to every show, every hour, every segment, everything. We don't do a lot of guests, but the times that we do guests, you can listen to those as well, and away you go. And you can listen to it on your own time, starting at 11 o'clock at night, Monday through Wednesday. No, I'm just having a little bit of fun with my guy, Linnell Willingham, his new show is at 11 o'clock at night, Monday through Wednesday. Just having a little bit of fun. I hope everybody had, speaking of fun, a safe and fun and happy new year. I hope you didn't do anything stupid. I did not do anything stupid. I had a sip of champagne and a lot of Diet Coke. A lot of Diet Coke. That is how I roll these days, boys and girls. I did have a beer Wednesday afternoon in the Vault Suites at Capital One Arena, thanks to my guy JVS, Jim Van Stone, for always taking care of the Rooster and fam. I got to take my son to the Caps-Rangers game. He sat right on the glass, and he got to see his favorite player, Tom Wilson, score goal number 199, 200, get the Gordie Howe hat trick plus. What that means is a goal, an assist, a fight. Well, he had a goal. He had two goals. He had an assist. He had a fight. He had a cut hand. He had two goals on Monday night, another goal yesterday. It's been a week for Mr. Canada, Tom Wilson. Huh? Eh? So anyway, since we've been gone, we had a triple overtime game in our stead on Wednesday between Virginia Tech and Virginia. And yesterday, the Caps were in Ottawa. And you heard that Tom Wilson goal. But we are back. I don't know if we're better than ever, but we're back. A-Max alongside. Mad Max is stalking around. He's got a hood on for some reason. He's got his Capitals jersey on. It's a good look. I got a Tom Wilson authentic red Caps jersey for Christmas. I think I forgot to tell this story.
Like the normal?
Like the authentic with the straps and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, but like what, the Screaming Eagle or the regular Caps
jersey?
No,
just the normal red.
Okay.
Home red.
The rotten red, I like that.
It did not fit. So
dare I ask what size? You can say no.
I mean, all right.
So you can say no.
I ordered a 2X.
Okay.
Okay. I think it was, the number was 50, but it might have been
50-something, yeah.
52, whatever. So what I didn't realize was how small the sizes ran.
Yeah.
Because I comfortably fit into 2X, like, some 1X shirts.
Yeah, they don't make hockey jerseys like they used to where they're super baggy. They're all form-fitting.
So they're all, like, streamlined. So, you know, when you've got man boobs, you know, you can't...
Your tatas, yeah.
Yeah, you don't really want to be showing those off.
No.
Right? And not to mention, it was snug to my not-so-girlish physique.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to return it, which I did. The problem is that they're out of the size that I think logically would be my next. So I'm still waiting to get my Tom Wilson jersey to honor Tyler's favorite player.
Of course.
And one of mine, too. I love Tom Wilson. I mean, how could you not? I mean, you're a space Martian if you don't like Tom Wilson.
Or you're not from here.
Or you're not from here, and or you're that guy that he absolutely plowed into at center ice right
or
in front of us.
Or you're just not a hockey fan.
Or
well, you're you.
Wait a second. I thought you were Mr. Hockey.
No, I'm not speaking.
I'm
not speaking for myself.
I mean, you're going to be all over the Winter Classic tonight, baby,
yeah,
right?
I knew the Winter Classic was tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know where the Winter Classic is tonight?
It's in the Winter Classic City. Come on, fellas.
Yeah, what's the Winter Classic?
I'm one of you guys. I'm one of you guys.
No, let's get something
All right,
straight.
No. I want to give
you
three.
One of us.
Yes, I am one of you.
I want to give AMAC three options, okay? All right, so the Winter Classic, is it in Minneapolis, Minnesota? Is it in Miami, Florida? Or is it in Dallas, Texas?
It's in Minneapolis. I can't say the word.
You can't even speak in English. Never mind.
So
identify the correct
Minnesota final
city.
Answer?
Come on now, yeah.
All right.
Who do you think's playing if it's in Minnesota?
Come on, you guys are insulting me. Let's do that hockey.
Let's do that hockey. Let's answer that hockey. The Minnesota what?
Yeah, let's...
The Minnesota who?
Hold on.
He's typing. Are you typing? Don't type Winter Classic into that computer. That's not how this is going to... No. He's going to give up the whole game right here.
Listen, you guys know I do that hockey so well, you know, and it's kind of insulting that you don't think
kinda
I
like
know
how
that you tried to trick me with where the winter, it's clearly in Miami.
Clearly, obviously.
And featuring the Panthers and the New York Rangers. Come on now, do that hockey.
What state are the Panthers from?
Florida.
Okay. Yeah. At least you got that.
Yeah, NHL champions too, right?
Who's the president of baseball operations for the Nationals, AMAC?
I didn't say anything about baseball.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, you might know a little bit more about hockey than you know about baseball, but to say you know much about either would be a gross overstatement. I mean, let's do that football. That's what you do.
Do that CFP, baby.
Yeah, let's do exactly, it. Exactly. Let's do it. So why don't we do that football? Mad Max, real quickly, though, disappointing end to yesterday's Caps-Sens game.
Yeah.
They had a 2-0 lead. I didn't see the first two goals Logan gave up. The last two were not him. It was just, you know, great plays by Ottawa, great execution, some porous defense. That helps always. But I would have loved to have seen the Caps at least get a 3 out of 4
would have been nice,
on the back-to-backers. But Ottawa was sitting at home. They didn't have to travel. They hadn't played since Monday. They are a speed and transition team. Ultimately, the result did not shock me yesterday afternoon.
I mean, well, and that's the thing that happens, especially when your team's a little bit older. Like, you're going to get skated circles around. That happened in the playoffs against Carolina. But, I mean, yeah, sometimes the defense hasn't been great. And the one thing that the Caps have been missing that I know they're going to try and acquire before the deadline is a top-line scorer. Now, how much are they going to be willing to pay for that? I don't know. I like a lot of the prospects that we have, and I think they have really bright futures, but you're going to have to pick one or two that you're going to want to come off of if you want to get a top-line scorer that you need, that you're going to need going into the postseason. So
I agree that they need that, but Derek Forrest on DC News Now asked me that yesterday, and it aired last night on game night on DC News Now, and I said, ideally, if I can get a solid, responsible, puck-moving defenseman, that's what I would want, because that's where they really struggled, even to some degree against Montreal, but much more against Carolina last year. They couldn't get the puck out of their zone. They couldn't get it out of their zone. They couldn't get it through the neutral zone with speed, with transition to set up guys, and that's where they got in trouble. And then that would lead to turnovers or, you know, bounce of the puck luck, and it would immediately flip into transition for Carolina. All right, I didn't mean to start talking about hockey, but as AMAC says,
let's do that hockey.
Let's do that hockey. And the Winter Classic is tonight, and Max and I might be the only two sickos watching on TNT, I believe it is.
Yeah, it is.
The setup looks amazing at Lone Depot Park.
It looks very weird.
Depot. At Lone Depot?
Yeah.
Park? Yeah. It's like the Home Depot.
Lone Depot.
Right. It looks amazing. It looks, I mean, it is the first time, by the way, that that stadium will be filled for anything other than the World Baseball Classic. We've never seen that stadium filled since it's opened. Since it's opened. Maybe opening day when it opened. That's about it. That's about the last time outside of the WBC. Because they hate the Marlins, and I don't blame them. When was the last time we saw that place filled? I don't know. But you get the point. Rangers and the Florida Panthers. Brad Marchand, who everybody loves.
Notoriously, yeah.
Every time I tweet about Brad Marchand, Grant Paulson gets so mad, and he starts texting me. He's like,
that is a good Grant impression.
Anyway, college football last night. Thank you, Mad Max. It's always good to see you. Where are you signing as a free agent, by the way?
I don't know yet. I still got a couple of irons in the fire. We'll see what my agent works out.
You know, pitchers and catchers report in like a month and a half.
Yeah, we got time.
How much are you going to sign for?
It depends. I got to talk to my agent.
Are you still stealing $15 million a year from the Nationals?
You know I am.
Okay. Thank you.
Of course.
Appreciate
always.
It. It's good to see
Happy
you.
Happy New
man,
Year,
Max.
My friends.
Happy New Year. Caps home tomorrow night for the Chicago Blackhawks. After the back-to-back games in Ottawa and Washington on Wednesday. All right, so away we go. We'll get back to the hockey story later because there's some things I want to jump in. Last night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In case you weren't at it, and you should have been, because it was the only good game of the day. I mean, again, impressive performances earlier in the day, no doubt, by Indiana and by Oregon. Not trying to take away anything from them, but they weren't good games, right? But last night was everything that you would want, everything that you would want in a college football bowl game, right? The only difference is it wasn't just a bowl game. It was actually a playoff game. And that's the greatness still of the playoffs, right? Is we used to have these occasionally great Fiesta Bowls or Orange Bowls or Rose Bowls or Sugar Bowls or whatever. And everybody would be like, oh, man, great experience, great game. What does it mean? It kind of means nothing. Ultimately, great game, great memory, great back. Like when Boise State won in the Fiesta Bowl over, I believe it was Oklahoma. I can't even remember at this point. Like 10 years ago. And Mac, do you remember that game? Was it Oklahoma?
What, I think hockey?
Boise, no.
I'm sorry. No. Sorry, still in hockey mode.
Yeah, you gotta turn off the hockey button, and you gotta turn on your easy button and go to college football.
Okay.
When Boise State won the Fiesta Bowl like 10 years ago.
Yes.
As a major upset winner. That was against Oklahoma.
Yeah, it was
right?
Oklahoma.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I think Sam Bradford was actually the quarterback for that team.
Yeah, that's what all right. So you know, but that was a big story. That was a great game, great memory. But it meant absolutely nothing. Nothing. Right? But here's the thing, boys and girls. Here's the thing. Last night meant everything. Everything. So you got a great game, a great finish. Well, check. Hold on. Hold the check, please, sir. You got a great game. You got two heavyweights going at it. All sorts of juicy storylines. You got a clown show for a finish. One that resembles your local NBA game on a Tuesday night in mid-January between the Chicago Bulls and the Toronto Raptors, for those of you that love the NBA. You got that kind of clown show at the end that they desperately tried to ruin a great game. But yet Ole Miss won 39-34 in the end after staging, after multiple replays, after multiple clock mishaps, after all the coaches and players were hugging and wishing each other well. After all of that, multiple times they had to stop and restart the game. Ultimately, the final was 39-34 Ole Miss over Georgia. They called it an upset. They called it an upset because the stupid point spread says it's an upset. It's not really an upset. Ole Miss, every bit as good as Georgia. I mean, Georgia got punked at home earlier this year by Alabama. Alabama stinks, okay? The only reason why Alabama was in the Rose Bowl yesterday is because Oklahoma stinks. That's it. That's the only reason. Ole Miss won last night, 39-34, without Dopey Lane Kiffin, with half of their staff having 1 foot in the door, 1 foot out the door, working to now improve LSU and to beat Ole Miss starting when? As soon as they're eliminated or as soon as they win the national championship. and probably in between, Charlie Weiss Jr. and other offensive assistants. You got Lane Kiffin making weird tweet emojis. You got Lane Kiffin getting bonuses for an Ole Miss team that is doing it for at least the last two games without Lane Kiffin. And it should show you everything you need to know. If a team is resilient, if a team executes, if a team has a quarterback as talented as Trinidad Chambliss, if a team has a defense that can get after it, although they committed too many penalties, if a team has some studs at wide receiver, if a team is a team, doesn't matter who the head coach is. Whether it's Pete Golding, whether it's Lane Kiffin, whether it's Monty Kiffin, whether it's Monty Python, a team is a team. And a team that's hell-bent on showing the world that they are old bleeping Miss, that they are rebels without a cause, that they don't need no stinking Lane Kiffin. That is what we love sports for. Not the shenanigans, not the BS, not the transfer portal, not NIL, not for greed, not for arrogance, but for that. For that. When a team says, bleep you. We're in this together. We're going to stun the world. We're going to show you what we're all about. And not the coach that you guys all get down on your knees and salute and bow down to in reverence for. We don't need him. Good job by Ole Miss last night, obviously. They scored 12 points in the first half. 12. They scored 27 in the second half, including 20 in the fourth quarter, as Georgia's defense, the stalwarts that they are, melted down. And they win 39-34. And they also won because they have something that's much more important than a head coach. I'll tell you what it is next. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in, just getting rocking and rolling here on a Feel Good Football Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas makes socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.